at the MapShots customer conference. I'm visiting with Lanny Filati. And Lanny, you work for SatShot. Tell me what you do.
We are a distributor of imagery products across the country, across the world, for agriculture. We've developed the SatShot brand. We developed a distribution system with that back in the mid-90s. And so we've been distributing satellite images and now more aerial images now to the ag producers and ag clients.
Well, do any of those images come from a satellite? I mean, the SatShot sort of suggests that?
Yeah, we started with satellites, and so that's why the name SatShot. We're doing some aerial stuff as well. We haven't decided to move it to AirShot, but AirShot distance. But no, SatShot is predominantly satellite. We team up with the satellite companies, which are usually either could be government entities, could be big private corporations, which do not have an understanding of the agriculture market. And then many times they try to do the agriculture market and failed. I'm a farm kid from central North Dakota and farmer as well. And we take an ag perspective, understand the agronomy, reasons of why image will work in the precision ag market and for crop insurance diagnostics as well. And we're able to put that agriculture flair to it.
Well, tell me a little bit about the relationship with MapShot since you're here at their conference.
Well, MapShots is an integrator of ours. A few years ago, we started taking the tact of, we have a lot of software tools to analyze imagery, and we do that in Precision Ag, but we don't do everything what other companies do, and we want to do one thing really well. So we are distributor of the data. We integrate with these farm softwares, and then they do the more intense Precision Ag techniques. But we provide that data to them automatically through cloud services, and so they tap into us as a source with an agriculture flare of the satellite imagery.
So that, to make sure I understand here then, I'm a farmer or maybe I'm a consultant for somebody, but I've got to come up with a prescription for how we're going to apply fertilizer or whatever it might be. I'm going to go to maybe it's Ag Studio in case of MapShots, but that some of that data where we're going to come up to that prescription is, could that be coming from some of the imagery that SatShots is making available then?
Yeah, correctly. What imagery will do, whether it's from a satellite or from an aerial platform, is there certain wavelengths that certain cameras measure, and that's the near-infrared wavelength. The near-infrared wavelength, we do not see. We only see visible colors, right? So the near-infrared will determine biomass, so thickness of vegetation, thinness of vegetation. So when we see an image from a satellite or an airplane, we will see a level of quality of vegetation. You can use those numbers then to determine where to soil test, where to apply a fertilizer, a seed, or a chemical, or anything like that. For your map within a MapShots or anything else.
Have you, when you speak of aerial, have you done any work using UAVs at this point?
No, we haven't. We're encouraging the industry to go forward, but we're making sure that the business models are correct. We don't feel at this time that we can see a business model work with them. It still has to grow and develop the technology. From a satellite, we can shoot a field in a nanosecond, okay? And it's a little bit lower resolution, but it works well for developing methods of application and for crop scouting. When we see the UAVs coming into play is that it'll go down and be able to pinpoint and look at the actual leaf of an area that we've already said this area is poor. And so we see it complementary, but right now the way they're being used is that people are trying to capture whole fields of imagery or multiple fields. We think the scalability is in question at this point. And so it's got to be put into the proper business context, just like it's taken us years to get to where we're at as well.
Yeah, it's another investment because I have sat in on some UAV presentations where the first thing one presenter said was, don't buy the most expensive one as your first one. We were all thinking, well, why not? Then he proceeded to say, well, because you're going to crash that sure.
Well, we've seen some UAVs. I won't say the price tags, but I'm a pilot as well, not actively, but I do have my pilot's license. And I could buy maybe two or three planes for some of the costs of these UAVs, or at least one. And so I look at it as a pilot perspective. I could if I wanted to have that kind of shoot imagery, of course, I'm a satellite provider, so I do that. But I could put a camera, strap it on the bottom of a 172 or 150 in about an hour and shoot my fields, okay? It's nothing magical about shooting images. Now, the UAV industry has got some other pluses to it that it can shoot, get down to that spot in the field where you don't want to go into that field. Or maybe there's some uses in the future about robotics, about being able to take a sample of a leaf or deliver something, not an Amazon package, but, you know, something that, let's say, if I've heard one issue where a person needs their diabetes medicine and they're sitting on the side of a mountain, why they're climbing a mountain, I'm not sure, but they are, okay? And so they maybe need that medicine to survive. Something in disaster mode. So we think there's an advantage there. But right now, in the context, we have a lot of capacity to shoot every field in the country multiple times a year, maybe even daily a year in the coming year. Of course, cloud cover gets in the way. But there's going to be a massive scale of being able to look at every field, which we do almost already, and determine there's something wrong with it or something good about it, and make a really quick decision economically and get on to manage your field properly.
So just before we close here, anything else about what SatShot is doing, maybe just looking ahead into the crystal ball a little bit, you might want to share or let us know?
Well, we've advanced our systems to be really push notifications so that people are going to get notifications of when that image hits over that field, and we've been using that now, but now scaling that up. So you don't have to do the work. You get notified, oh, a satellite came over my field. Oh, an airplane image came over my field. We're adding big advanced data processing techniques behind it to automate it. The second thing is that we're aligning ourselves with some very new satellite companies that are really going to take this technology to an nth level past what NASA technology is doing. They're miniaturizing satellites to such a small level and putting up like swarms of them. So we're directly involved with that process as well.
Well, I'm glad we got to visit here, Lanny, and talk about what SatShot's doing with MapShots. And even rhymes. And so here from the MapShots Customer Conference in Atlanta, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.